OTAs start on Monday,
yeah,
and that's something to talk about in a little bit. But the Texans getting through another phase of off-season conditioning. In fact, when we were walking to the show here today, we walked by some guys working out.
They do all these interesting drills. Luke Richeson, the sports performance coach, basically a strength and conditioning coach,
yep,
but a whole lot more than that. He has them on a very interesting program that they all love. You know, I interviewed a lot of guys this week in this studio, and they all rave about the new program, the new nutritional aspects of this program, and they're looking forward to the season.
You bring up the nutritional aspects. Mm-hmm. That's a huge component, and it's something we've noticed because these guys have been very, very vigilant. Not that they weren't before, but it's a different aspect now, a different diet that they're on as compared to years past.
Well, they've always been on a healthy kind of diet, mm-hmm, but, you know, you're dealing with some 300-pound guys, and some guys have trouble keeping the weight on.
Yeah.
And I think now the emphasis is, for those guys, they're going to let them keep it on, or they want them to. All players feel like incremental improvements in various areas, in the weight room, in the cafeteria, they're all going to add up to a cumulative effect of being a better football player. That's going to add up to more wins eventually.
So the off-season conditioning has rolled on. That's mm-hmm one thing that's been happening this week. Another thing that went down this week kind of featured more of us and our compadres here in the Texans media department. It was media days.
Yeah.
I got to interview guys for Get to Know. I knocked out like 25 interviews. You were doing a bunch of radio. It was a valuable, valuable process.
And the video board, too. That's somewhere where you can really see this fleshed out, because when you see, like, J.J. Watt going, the video board. You
Wait, know, do that again? Do that again?
Yeah, okay, we're shooting that. Yeah, that's probably going to make social media. We're shooting that this time of year.
Yes.
You know, because it's hard the week of a game. Let's say you're coming off a loss. J.J., can you give us a flex? No, he doesn't want to do it. He wants to focus on game
May's
day.
May's the better time to knock that out.
Yeah, knock it all out. They're kind of thespians in this piece.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So let's check this out. Here's a taste of what went down on Tuesday and Wednesday earlier this week.
I don't know if it's Chris Brown or Justin Bieber, but the, I'd rather go with the, you know.
How old until your daughter can date?
Ooh, that's a good one there,
Can I date her?
Oh, sure. Anytime.
Okay.
You're a great guy. You got my stamp of approval.
Dude, why? Why?
This is from Mrs. Doherty?
That's from Vita. Yeah, Mrs. Doherty. Pretty good, isn't it?
It's a nice cookie.
Thank you. You're a nice guy, so.
Oh, I appreciate it. I mean, it's fantastic. I wish this happened to me everywhere I went.
I like Big Wood, man. You know, he's one of the guys, like, off the field. You know, he got his own restaurant. You know what I mean? He come to work professional. He's a real professional.
Oh, gosh. I mean, there are a couple you can go with, right? The one where he switched the balls in his hands and threw it deep, or the one where in Seattle where he got spun around in circles and threw it in the end zone. Like, he just has it, man. I don't know what it is, but he's got it.
Man, that number 55, he sure would hit. He would come downhill and he'll knock you out. 55, won't run from any hit.
What's your favorite Fortnite dance?
Oh, yeah, now I recognize that.
I should have left as soon as I got
we
the
did an acting exercise.
Disaster.
No disaster at all.
Hey, good job, guys. You guys are the best.